We live in a world where touch is so important. I mean, we spend our days using our hands, right? Could you get through the day without using your hands in any way? We make our living with our hands, no matter what our living happens to be. We use our hands to feed ourselves, to wash ourselves, to dress ourselves. We use our hands to get by in the world. What type of work do you do with your hands? Is it fine and detailed work? Or is it dirty and tough work? Skilled work? Housework? Yard work? Yes, yard work starts up again. If you haven't already, it's coming, right? We use the same hands to greet each other that we raise to each other in hatred. We use the same hands to hold a baby that we do to destroy something in anger. We use the same hands for both good and evil, for right and wrong, for helping and hurting, for building up and for tearing down. But amazingly enough, that's exactly the way that the risen Lord chose to make himself known to the disciples. It's through that simple invitation that Jesus makes to touch and see that he makes himself known after the resurrection. Now picture the scene for a minute when Jesus appears to his disciples. I mean, they had to have been scared out of their wits, right? As far as the disciples were concerned, he was dead and buried. He had to be a ghost. And as me and the kids fleshed out, you know what ghosts are like, right? They all knew he was dead. I mean, what else could he be but a ghost? And he knew their fear, and he sensed that fright. So what does he do? How does he reassure them and put them at ease? He says, "Look at my hands and feet. It's me. It is I myself. Touch and see." This is no ghost. This is real stuff, flesh and blood. Touch and see, an invitation to the disciples. It's as if Jesus is saying to them, "You know these hands. You felt their touch before. You've seen them heal the sick. You've seen them cure the lame. You've seen them bring the dead back to life. They broke bread for you 3 days ago. They shared the cup with you. You saw them pierced and broken on the cross. Now I hold them out to you to touch and see." Luke shows us the risen Lord. He shows us forgiveness and salvation and healing here at the end of his gospel in a way that we can touch. "Look at my hands and feet. It's me. Touch and see" is the invitation. God's promises, God's healing power, God's forgiveness and salvation are real. And we can touch them in the person of Jesus Christ. We can feel the healing touch of God in our lives. The people of the gospel that encountered Jesus were touched by his hands. He laid his hands on many people and healed them of all kinds of illnesses. He used his hands to feed the 5,000. He used his hands to lift his children to his lap and bless them. He even stretched out his hands to be pierced for our salvation. To Jesus, I think his hands were everything. To Jesus, touching someone meant to forgive them, to bless them. To touch someone meant that God loved even them. And it was the look and the feel of Christ's hands that the disciples knew who Jesus was during the years of his ministry. It was by Jesus' hands that the disciples on the road to Emmaus came to recognize Jesus when he broke the bread for them there at dinner that night. It was by Jesus' hands that the disciples came to recognize him there in the upper room when he first appeared to them. It was by the look and feel of his hands that they knew it was him and not a ghost, not a figment of their imagination, but Jesus Christ himself in person, risen from the grave. And as they looked at Jesus, and as he offered to them the invitation to touch and see, he used his outstretched hands to prove to them that he was indeed real. And as the disciples looked at those nail-pierced hands and feet, they realized that those same nail holes, those grotesque nail holes that had bled so badly, those same nail holes that had destroyed their faith on that terrible Friday 3 days ago, those same nail holes had been transformed into something beautiful that day when Jesus offered for them to touch and see. And one day, Jesus ascended back to his Father, and just like us, the disciples lost that chance forever to touch and see. Jesus had returned to the Father, and those beautiful nail-pierced hands were gone forever. Their healing and peace-giving touch never to be felt again. No more chance to touch and see. But before he ascends to heaven, he gives his disciples a lifelong mission. And he says this to them. He says, "Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name." And I'm sure that after his departure, the disciples missed the touch of his hands. And I'm sure that they asked themselves how Jesus could still be present with them as he had promised. Do any of you who are grieving feel that way about the one you've lost? "I'll never feel that touch again. I'll never feel that love." But somehow, in some miraculous way, between the road from Jerusalem to that long road that led to all the rest of the world, the disciples discovered the continuing presence of the risen Lord. And they no longer needed to ask in which way and in what form Jesus would be present with them. They no longer needed to ask how Jesus could ever fulfill the promise to be with them always after he left. On their travels from Jerusalem to all the rest of the world, they found out exactly how Christ would be present with them. And they learned the real meaning of his words, "Touch and see. It's me. Look at your own hands. Look at them closely. Look at every line and crack and callus, and if you've got scars, look at all of those in your hand." Each of them has a story to tell, don't they? Do you feel the presence of the risen Lord when you look at your hands and all that they've seen? Think about the many ways that your hands have been used to help and heal. How many skinned knees and broken hearts and broken egos have the touch of your own hands made better? How many times have your own hands reached out to another person to offer friendship or forgiveness? How many times have your hands been used to help others? How many times have your hands been used to help build up the kingdom of God? Every time that your hands have reached out to help others, just as Jesus' hands had reached out to help others, then the risen Lord is present. Every time your hands reach out to help, to preach the message of repentance or forgiveness that Jesus commanded us to preach, not only with our words, but with our actions. Every time your hands have expressed the forgiving love of the risen Lord, every time you use your hands to help, to heal, every time you stretch out your hands to forgive and comfort and soothe, there stands Jesus saying, "Touch and see. It's me." Now, keep looking at your hands. Think about all the times that you've reached out your hands in anger, in fear, or impatience. All of those times that your hands have not been used to offer peace and to not show forgiveness and to not bring healing to a situation. Jesus gives us the same commission he gives his disciples. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. Your commission as part of the Church of Jesus Christ is the same as it was for those disciples way back when. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. That's a pretty tall order, isn't it? I mean, the shoes of those disciples are pretty big shoes to fill. But no matter where you are in your walk with Christ, no matter where this congregation stands in service to the Lord, our charge from Jesus Christ is the same. You know it. Go out into all the world, preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins in my name. That's why God gave you hands and feet. What ways can your hands and feet be used in this community to show the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ? And how can our community feel the healing touch of the risen Lord through the work of your hands? What are the ways God is calling you as an individual and us as a church to build up the kingdom of God here, now, in this community? What are the ways that Jesus wants us to use the work of our hands to say to this community and to say to each other, touch and see, it's me? How does God call you to service, to mission in your community? These are questions that you, as the people of God, need to ask yourselves as you go out into all the world. Those are questions that the risen Lord poses to you as he stands before you in all of his resurrection glory, inviting you to touch and see those nail-pierced hands. So this week, I invite you to be open, to be on the lookout for the many times and many ways that God is calling you to be the hands of Christ. Be open to the ways that Jesus invites you to touch and see by using your hands to help and to heal. You want to know what Jesus' hands and feet look like? Well, they kind of look like yours, don't they? And you know what Jesus' face looks like? Well, look in the mirror. It kind of looks like yours. When you serve God's children in love, they see Jesus' hands and feet. They see Jesus' face through yours, because that's how they come to know Christ. As we come to the table and we remember that blessed night when Jesus took the bread and broke it and took the cup and gave it to his disciples, we see and remember those beautiful hands and their ministry to us and to our world. And in the same way, may we be strengthened by the bread and by the cup to go and do likewise. So come to the table and let Jesus send you out into all the world. Amen.